shepherd of the church, right?
Amen.
Amen. You know that. Jesus is the chief shepherd of the church. And those of us that are pastors, and not just pastors, but ministers, we represent Jesus Christ. And we are supposed to be following his instruction. We're supposed to be preaching his word, not our own ideas, but preaching the word of God. Amen. And only the word of God has power. Everything else is just words. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. So turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. And I want you to drop down to verse 7. And I'll read a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the things that Jesus was saying and how they apply to us as well. Verse 7 says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Jesus identifies himself to each of these churches. Now, to the church at Philadelphia, he identifies himself as one that is holy. Amen? We serve a holy God. Our Lord and our Savior is holy. And we need to approach him like he's holy. Don't use his name in vain. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. In heaven, in earth, and in hell, under the earth. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name there is. So we shouldn't use the name of Jesus to make jokes. Or if someone getting on your last nerve, don't use the name of Jesus to vent your frustration. That's using the name of the Lord in vain. He's holy. You hear me? He's holy. So he identified himself as holy. Oh, and this should bless you also. He identifies himself as true. Hallelujah. He's true. He is who he says he is. And he can do what he says he can do. Glory to God. And he says that he has the key of David. He has the key of David. And he goes on to say, he will open and no man can shut. He opens and no man can shut. In other words, he opened doors that no man can shut. He shut doors that no man can open. When you have a key, you have authority. You have authority and the power to open and close, to unlock and lock. Are you still with me? Jesus said, I open doors that no man can close. I close doors that no man can open. And guess what? He has given us authority as well. Now, I'm coming back to Revelation, the third chapter, but I want you to turn to the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter, just for a moment, and then we're coming back to Revelation 3. Now remember what Jesus said. He says, I have the key of David. Matthew 28, I'll begin reading at verse 16. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Now look at verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority, you see that? All authority has been given to who? Him. Yeah, he was referring to himself. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. You know, there's a lot of talk going on now about UFOs, and I don't even think they call them UFOs anymore. What do they call them? Anybody know? Well, anyway, they're unidentified flying objects, but there's another name. It's not coming to me right now. And, you know, some folks are fearful and just don't know what to think. But this one thing I do know is that all authority has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the heavens, and that's all the heavens, and on the earth. And whatever you may be facing in life, the name of Jesus still works. Hallelujah. The one that says in 2 Timothy, first chapter, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. But what has he given us? Power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. So in any given circumstance, you can use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let me read on. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And I'm so glad Jesus let us know that his authority goes beyond the earth. Because he created all things. God the Father created all things through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible tells us, right? Amen. Now, listen to what he says in verse 19. He let them know, and he's letting us know, that all authority, all power, I think the King James Version, I'm reading from the New King James, but the King James Version say power, right? If you have a King James Version Bible, am I right? He said all power has been given to me, which he was saying all authority has been given to me. And he's given us the authority to rebuke in his name. Go there, then after he said this, verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Now let's go back to Revelation chapter 3. Jesus was letting them know that he have the key of David. He have authority. He has authority to open. He has authority to close. How does that affect you and me? If we'll walk by faith, be obedient to the word of God, and let the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifest itself in our lives, we'll see doors open for us. Hallelujah. We'll see doors open for us. Look at verse 8, Revelation 3. Jesus says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Let me tell you this. Listen to me real good. When we're obedient to the word of God and we walk by faith, we can fulfill God's perfect will for our lives. Even in the midst of opposition, because Jesus promised us that he will open doors. For ministers, maybe there are some ministers, well, I know there's ministers here in the sanctuary, but there may be ministers watching me, watching this service, and just seem like all every door is closed. You just can't get the breakthrough that you need in your ministry. Just seem like everybody's, nothing's opening up for you. Well, we have the word of God. Jesus said he will open doors that no man can close. Let me tell you something. When God opens a door for me, or when God opens a door for you, no man can close it, no matter what they say. No, it doesn't matter how much they talk about you. Doesn't matter how much they put you down. Jesus opened the door. And no one can shut it. And that works in ministry as well. If God, listen to me, if God called you, if God called you and you are obedient to that call, walking by faith, living in his word, doors are going to be open for you at the right season. Everybody say season. At the right season, the doors will be open for you to walk right through, and nobody can shut them in your face. Hallelujah. Of course, you need to have this mindset that I'm going to do what God called me to do. We learn from others. Thank God for good teachers. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank God for good teachers in the Word of God. Men and women that teach and preach the Word of God, because that's how we learn as well, by hearing the Word of God. But there are some things that we need to get directly from God, is what we should be doing and what we're called to do. Of course, now hearing the Word of God will help that to manifest in your life. Amen. Now, not only does that apply to the ministry, it also applies to us as individuals. Word of God tells us, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, at the moment, you may be so poor you can't pay attention. I mean, you know, you're poor, you're broke. But when you grab a hold of God's word and you obey God's word, and one of the things that God tells not only just those that's in need, but especially those that's in need, give something away. Give something. Give your tithe. Give offerings in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord. But why do you say that, Pastor? Because that is a biblical principle. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, will men give unto what? Your bosom, our bosom. That's a biblical principle. But what I'm saying is, when we will walk in obedience to the word of God, you can be broke, but I'm here to tell you, God will open a door for you. You may not know when, you may not know where, but if you continue to be obedient to God and you choose to walk by faith, speak the word of God out of your mouth, thank God every morning, thank him at noon, thank him before you go to bed. Father, I thank you that you are meeting all of my needs. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard a pastor friend of mine say this, and it is so true. God has not lost the recipe for manna. You may be in the wilderness or feel like you're in the wilderness. God knows how to get you fed. God knows how to get you clothed. God knows how to get transportation to you. Are you still here? God knows how to meet your need. Jesus asked a question. Y'all ready for this? When the Son of Man comes, will he, and this includes the she's too, will he, well, let me back up. I don't want to miss. When the Son of Man come, will he, the Son of Man, okay, will he find faith on the earth? When God looks down upon us here on this earth, he wants to see people that are walking by faith. People says, I still believe God, and I'm not moved by my circumstances. I still believe God. I'm still trusting God. I'm still standing on his word, and doors are opening for me. Amen. Now, on the other hand, some doors here close that we are not supposed to go through. Sometime God will close a door that we are not supposed to go through. Sometime in ministry, God will close a door, either because we're not supposed to be there, or it's not our season to be there. Amen. You heard me tell my testimony, and I won't go into it tonight, other than to say, many years ago, knowing what God's plan was for my life, I had heard from God, and I knew that my future was in the ministry. I knew that my future was pastoring God's people. But sometimes just because you know something doesn't mean it's your season. And I almost got ahead of God. And I tried to get ahead of God, but God sent someone in my life, shut that door. And this person was from God. And I know that he was. And that door was closed. But it was closed for my benefit. Amen. If you're aspiring to be an airplane pilot, you don't want to start too soon, because you might get off the runway, but most likely you're coming back down quickly. And that's what happens to people sometimes. You may know how to get off the ground, But you got to know how to stay up there. Amen. You got to know how to stay up there. I tell people sometimes, I say this, you know, don't let your gift, and God's gifted us all, don't let your gift take you somewhere that your character can't keep you. Because the fall can be hard. It can be hard. Hallelujah. So I pray, Lord, shut all the doors that I shouldn't be going through. But open every one of them that you've called me to walk through. Can somebody say amen in there? Amen. Now, if you have a love for God, that's what you should want. Amen. Jesus commended this church at Philadelphia. Three things I want to point out. He commended them for their strength. He said, you have a little strength. You have a little strength. That certainly beats being a dead church, isn't it? He said, you have a little strength. When you're trying, Jesus will help you. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, God will use you to move mountains. Are you still here? Praise God. He told them they had a little strength. And another thing he told them, he said, you kept my word. You kept my word. I don't want to have to stand before the Lord one day and he asked me, son, why didn't you continue to stand on my word? Why didn't you continue to stand in the truth of my word? You know that my word would never return to you void. You know that. So why didn't you stand? I don't want him to have to tell me that, because I know that the word of God will keep me, and it'll keep you. John chapter 8, verse 32. Put that on the screen for me, please. John 8, verse 32. I'll speed this up a little bit. John 8, 32. Now, this is what Jesus told the folks. Well, I tell you what, let's back up. I need to turn there because I don't want to start right there. Let me flip back real quick. John 8:31. John 8:31, and we'll read on through 32 and 33. John 8, 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, or if you continue in my word, okay, you are my disciples indeed, okay? If you continue or if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Verse 32. John 8, 32. Okay. And you shall know what? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That truth will open doors for you. Hallelujah. 33. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage." Okay, I wrote it down wrong in my notes. It should have been 31 and 32. I wrote 32 and 33. But anyway, you get what I'm saying, right? If you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Glory to God. So he commended the church at Philadelphia. He said, "You kept my word. You kept my word." And thirdly, he said, you didn't deny my name. You didn't deny my name. Now, sometimes it's not real popular to name the name of Jesus. Amen. In some circles, they don't want to hear the name of Jesus. But Jesus said, "You didn't deny my name." As I close tonight, I want to say this to you, Word of Life. Stay strong. Stay strong in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Stay strong. Everybody say strong.
Strong.
Come on, say it again.
Strong.
Hallelujah. Stay strong in him. Live by his word. Conduct your life according to his word. And lastly, for tonight, don't deny his name. Don't act like you don't know him. Imagine, husbands, if you're in the company of what you might consider to be important people, but then you act like you don't know your wife, that happens sometimes. That certainly hurts her feelings. Or if it's vice versa, wife acts like she don't know her husband, that's hurtful. Imagine our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for us, gave his all for us, and then we act like we don't know him. Let's never be guilty of that. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. And we do know that this word would never return.